Good morning, Alison.
Good morning.
This is the University of Patras radio station calling you. And next to me is Evthymis, and I am Iasonas, or Jason, it's better if you call us that way.
We're extremely happy and honored to be talking with you. And first of all, we would like to have you introduce yourself to us and to our listeners. Miss Alison Menston, you are the UNESCO Special Consultant for World Radio Day.
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody, and happy World Radio Day.
Indeed.
It's a celebration here too. It's very important for us to have a person like you with us. Do you want to ask something?
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you are doing for the World Radio Day, for its preparation?
Yes. So I can tell you that your radio station at the university is one of more than 400 events that are happening around the world in over 100 countries. So this is really exciting for us to be part of such a big, wonderful celebration of radio. And the main thing that UNESCO wants to say is that radio is still the medium that reaches the widest audience across the world. It's still the preferred way that people receive their news and entertainment by billions of people around the world every day. And for us, that's why we want to celebrate World Radio Day.
I would like to ask you, why do you believe that the radio has been so resilient medium through the years?
I know it's a medium that's more than 100 years old, and here we are, we're talking on the radio. We're doing it digitally over the internet. So radio has been transforming in the past 100 years. People used to sit down in their lounge rooms and listen to the radio show. Now they listen to a podcast or they listen on their mobile phones. And so radio has been resilient for so long. And I think one of the key things that we must remember is because radio can reach so many people so quickly, it's still a really important medium for things like emergencies and disasters, and also for life-saving communities when things go wrong. It's the medium that we turn to. So for me, it's really exciting to celebrate radio today.
We absolutely agree with you, and in fact, if somebody visits the official website of World Radio Day, the www.diamundialradio.org, which is the official website, you can find out even more about efforts that are going on throughout the world and how radio is actually participating in problem solving throughout the world. And we can also see many initiatives in Africa, for example, with radios that are used for education purposes or as a response to natural disasters, which is exactly what you said. So we want to highlight that, and you can read more about this in the official website.
Yes, in fact, your listeners can actually go to worldradioday.org.
Yes.
In English, and it transforms into the Spanish radio, because it was the Spanish radio stations who first got together and asked for World Radio Day to be an international day.
And thank God they
so
did.
So that's why it's in Spanish. And you know what? We've just released a video on YouTube in Greek.
Oh, okay.
So I've tweeted that to your university, so you can find that on Twitter.
We're going to make sure to retweet that and to actually share that on our social media as well.
Of course, yes.
Yes, you can share that. So we've had, and this is one of the great things about World Radio Day, is a group of people in Greece loved the World Radio Day video, so they've made it in the Greek language. And so now we're able to share it, and this is why the radio community is so terrific, because we all get together like this, we talk, we share stories and music and ideas. And this is why radio is so terrific. And your students can go to worldradioday.org, and they can look at some of the really incredible things that are happening around the world today, and they can learn how radio really helps people in communities, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa. Mm-hmm. But think about some of the issues that are going on in Greece right now with refugees, for example, radio is super important to make sure that they have access to information. There's a really good story on worldradioday.org about Rosanna FM. It's a Syrian radio station based in Paris. And their whole reason for being is to make sure that the Syrian refugees, mm-hmm. both in Europe and within their own country who have been displaced, receive information. And so that's why Radio Rosanna is celebrating World Radio Day today, and is another reason why radio is so important in these very interesting political times that we're having.
I totally agree with you. I think the main purpose of the radio today is to help the weaker people to stand on their feet, especially the Syrian refugees. I believe they're the most the group of people that is mostly in need right now in Europe. But I would also like to ask you about your role in UNESCO. What is your purpose there, and I don't know your targets. What are you really doing there?
And I also want to ask if you have any special memories from the preparation of World Radio Day. You must be talking with hundreds of people from around the world. You must have some amazing memories from them, or some really unique moments.
So two questions.
So first of all, my role really is about coordinating World Radio Day. So I make sure that the website, worldradioday.org, is in the six official languages of UNESCO, which is in English, French, Spanish, Russian, Chinese, and Arabic. Mm-hmm. So I get all of that information together with a group of really helpful translators, and I get stories up, and I build partnerships. My biggest role, really, is building partnerships with all of the people around the world who do great things for radio. So, for example, one of the partnerships that we have this year is with Farm Radio, and another partnership is with Lifeline Energy Radio. Mm-hmm. And both of those organizations work with people in rural communities using solar radios to get information out to people. So, for example, there's a woman who leads a listener group in Malawi and in Zambia. And she has with her a solar-powered radio, and she gathers together women once or twice a week, and they sit in a circle, maybe outside by a meeting place, mm-hmm. and they listen to a radio show. And they then use their mobile phones to talk to people and to do polls. They ask questions about health or questions about education. So radio is providing this two-way discussion that these women would not ordinarily have, maybe because they have literacy issues, maybe they can't read, yes. maybe they mm-hmm. they certainly don't have access to broadband or fast internet.
Yes,
and so this is how radio can help those stories. I've had stories come in from small community radio stations in the USA. I've had a Bangladesh radio station come in. And today there's a huge radio fair going on in India where they've gathered 2,000 antique radios to be on display. So these are the kind of amazing activities that are happening all around the world.
I would like to ask you something else. A thought that I have about the community radios. Do you believe that they are the future? I mean, that in some years from now, every radio will be a community radio, or the current status will stay as it is?
Look, I think media is always changing, isn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. Today we have radio on our mobile telephones. We have radio through things like Snapchat and WhatsApp. Who knows what tomorrow is going to bring? But I can tell you that more and more people are tuning in to their most local radio station because that's where the news is most important. So I do think that community radio stations are going to be more and more of the future, and really small stations, like you might have a radio station that's a specific radio station for a small community of 500 people. And that community might be a physical community. It might be a community in a particular village,
mm-hmm.
or it could be a community of interests. So, for example, yes. I listen to a radio show every Tuesday in France. It's online, and there's only about 30 or 40 people listening at any time. But it's a radio show that's specifically for a kind of music that I like to listen to. And we all chat together online while we listen to this radio. So I think the future for radio is going to be really exciting.
Absolutely. We totally agree on the community aspect of the radio and how strong it is in the way that people can connect with a very community-driven project, which is exactly what you said.
I agree. And I totally agree too.
And also, I'm taking a look at some of the infograms and banners that you have available in your website. And the very positive news for the radio is that in 2016, still more people listened to the radio than watched TV or smartphones. So this is very positive. And we also see here that 3.9 billion people, which is more than half of the world's population, are still not connected to the internet, but they have access to the radio, which is the most accessible medium. So this is very positive news for the radio, which still has a huge outreach in our world today and a very integral role in supporting communities everywhere, as you mentioned earlier.
Yes, and I think that's why your question before about radio being resilient is so important, because, you know, it's a really old medium, but it's doing new things, and that's what I love about radio. And it's why UNESCO is so proud to support World Radio Day, and why we really want to get that message across to everybody that radio is a really important medium for dialogue. It transforms the way we live. It provides access to stories and music and culture that we would not ordinarily have access to, because it transcends boundaries. Radio has no borders. And when you have no borders, it brings people together. And I think that's what World Radio Day is all about.
We totally agree with you. So with that positive note, we would like to conclude our conversation. Thank you very much for joining us.
Can I ask one more thing?
Oh, of course you can.
Okay. I would like from you to wish something to our listeners, because as we mentioned earlier, today is we are celebrating.
That's a good question.
Not exactly a question, but
yes.
Okay.
Yes. I will happily wish all of your listeners a very happy World Radio Day, and they're lucky to have two wonderful presenters who are as passionate about radio as I am. And I hope everyone has a terrific World Radio Day for 2017.
Well, thank you very much for that.
We're blessing. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. So have a very good day in France, in Paris. Have a very great World Radio Day. Listen to the radio the whole day along with us. And we hope for a very happy radio year ahead of us. So let's conclude with that. Thank you very much.
Okay. It was an honor. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Goodbye.